I'm convinced that the crop circles are some sort of communication from a prodigious consciousness or group of consciousnesses which have an agenda relating to humanity on the planet. I've been studying this for many years, and I'm convinced that the wisdom and skill and understanding embodied in these formations is of a very high order indeed. The reason this advanced intelligence is not communicating with us more directly is that they are aware just how warlike, envious, volatile, unpredictable humanity is. We would try and nuke them. And if we didn't nuke them, we would destroy our own cultures by nuking ourselves. I think they know humanity better than humanity knows itself. Many people, because it's part of our culture, would like to see the crop circles as part of a conspiracy or threat. This is totally spurious. One of the most astonishing things about this phenomenon is that it is entirely benign, entirely loving, entirely spiritual, entirely harmless. It has never hurt anybody, it's never threatened anybody, and it never will. The message of the crop circles is to remind us that we are moving from the third material dimension into the fifth dimension, which is far more intuitive, cerebral, and spiritual. The crop circle formations as they arrive are helping us deal with this shift, which is already underway, which is already affecting us in ways which we can't really articulate. The agenda of the crop circles, I think, is to assist humanity to grow to a level at which it can start to play with the big boys. The first problem is we have to have it forced into our face that we're not alone. This is a direct first contact. The second item on the agenda is that we have to join the federation which exists out there, which is now so anxious to help us through what is going to be the most difficult cultural shock for the Earth.